The University of Alaska Fairbanks-run Alaska Satellite Facility has a contract with NASA to handle observations from satellites orbiting the Earth, including the mountainous region of Nepal that was rocked by a 7.8 earthquake last weekend. Facility Director Nettie LaBelle-Hamer says remote sensing data from Earth-observing satellites is a valuable assessment tool.
You can compare before and after imagery, and when you do that with synthetic aperture radar, you get very high resolution information about the changes that have taken place. So it's very useful, not only just in assessing the scientific processes that have taken place, but also could be helpful with some of the search and rescue that they're doing.
LaBelle-Hamer says the university had to get special approval from NASA and its European counterpart before sharing the highly sensitive Earth observations, which are different than camera images.
With synthetic aperture radar, you're in a different part of the spectrum. So this allows you to see through clouds, see through night and day, and it has a much higher resolution from satellite imagery than you do with some of the photo sensors.
After getting authorization to release the Nepal data, LaBelle-Hamer says UAF satellite facility staff had to rapidly rework system software to isolate and share it.
To allow just the data that were allowed to be released to be released, and we did it before the end of the day on Monday. So we did basically, you know, in my opinion, a couple weeks worth of software development in less than 8 hours.
LaBelle-Hamer credits staff members, including UAF graduates on the team, who worked to get the vital data out so quickly. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.